Starting next week, the state will be taking applications from businesses that want assistance from a new energy independence fund. The state will spend up to $15 million each year. Governor Jim Doyle says the grants will range from $100,000 to $500,000 apiece.
And we're going to do this wisely, and we're going to do it carefully, and we're not just going to hand the money out to everybody who comes in the door. We're going to really make the best investments we can. But I'm confident it will pay for itself many, many times over.
Doyle says renewable energy could create 20,000 jobs in Wisconsin and pump billions into the economy. But some economists and researchers criticize ethanol, saying it takes too much energy to produce the corn-based fuel and that it drives food prices up by removing corn from the food chain. Still, Doyle sees ethanol as playing a big part in his plan for energy independence.
It's certainly not going to be the full answer, and I think most everybody recognizes we're only seeing the first generation of ethanol, and that we are going to see much more sophisticated, much more potent fuels that come out of biomass in the coming years.
Doyle wants Wisconsin to generate 25% of its electricity and vehicle fuel from renewable sources by the year 2025. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.